Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These are 10 high-quality dividend growth stocks in 2024 that have beat the market and combined are worth over $9.6 trillion. In this video, we're covering all of them, from biggest to smallest, to see which companies have the most room to keep growing their dividends. Starting with number 10, Microsoft. Microsoft is the $3.1 trillion software giant that is the biggest company in the world. It trades just $9 below its all-time highs. While it's conventionally viewed as a growth stock, Microsoft actually has strong dividend performance. Even though they have a modest 0.71% dividend yield, they've grown their dividends in 19 straight years, and this includes a 10.15% dividend growth in the last year alone. Each year, Microsoft pays $3 to shareholders in dividends and only has a 27% payout ratio. Microsoft's the biggest company in the world, and it's no surprise it's a favorite among super investors. It's the second most owned position, with 31 different investors owning Microsoft. Today, 9 different super investors have over 10% of their portfolios invested in Microsoft. A discounted cash flow analysis based on the discount rate from the 10-year treasury implies Microsoft is about fairly valued, with a $422 current fair value and just a 0.5% upside. Analysts are much more bullish on the business, with a $485 price target and a 15.5% upside. There are 13 buys and only one hold rating. Now, these dividend growth stocks are high-quality businesses, which are all market leaders. Over their history, they've beat the market and have been paying ever higher dividends. Given their quality, it's likely most of them can support their dividend growth over time. Now, let's keep looking at our dividend growth stocks. At number 9, we have Apple. The $2.65 trillion computing giant isn't always thought of as a dividend growth stock. Currently, Apple's trading only $11 above its 52-week low. But Apple's actually grown their dividends for 12 years in a row. Right now, Apple has a small 0.56% dividend yield and pay out 96 cents in dividends each year. Apple's dividend payout ratio is very small, coming in at under 14%, and they've grown their dividends most recently by 4.35%. Most of their returns to shareholders have come through share buybacks, with a 2.94% shareholder yield. Apple might be the poster child for buy and hold investing, with 14 super investors owning the position, the biggest of which is Warren Buffett, where Apple makes up 50% of his US listed portfolio. The Chinese Warren Buffett, Li Lu, also has 7% of his 13F invested in Apple. The numbers support Apple's price is around fairly valued, with a $173.5 current fair value, just giving it a 1% upside. Analysts are much more bullish on the company, with a 23% upside and a $211 price target. At number 8, we have Broadcom. This is a $614 billion stock that trades $75 under its 52-week high. Broadcom's a semiconductor company that's more than doubled since April of 2023 alone. Right now, Broadcom pays a 1.56% dividend yield and pays shareholders $21 in dividends annually. They do have a relatively high dividend payout ratio, yet Broadcom's still grown their dividends for each of the last 13 years. Most recently, they've grown this dividend by 13.22%. Broadcom typically grows through acquisitions, and because of that, they have a negative buyback yield. They issued a ton of shares to acquire VMware at $69 billion in November of 2023. Because of this, they have a negative shareholder yield in the last year, even though they have growing dividends. Broadcom's consistently beat the market, yet only 4 super investors own the company. The biggest position comes in at 6.9%. A discounted cash flow analysis supports that Broadcom is around fairly valued, giving it just a 2% upside. It looks like analysts are seeing things similarly, with just under a $1,400 price target and a 5.5% upside. Most of them are split between buy and hold ratings. In the 7 spot, we have JP Morgan Chase. This is America's leading bank with a $577 billion market cap that today it trades at its all-time highs. JP Morgan Chase is a solid dividend company, paying a 2.11% dividend yield. Since the global financial crisis, they've grown their dividends in each of the last 10 years. Annually, they pay $4.20 of dividends to shareholders, maintaining around a 26% dividend payout ratio. Most recently, they've grown their dividend by 2.5%. Combined with their share buybacks, they have around a 3% shareholder yield. JP Morgan Chase is owned by 13 super investors, and it's the super investor's 16th biggest stock. Greenhaven Associates leads the pack with an 8.6% position in the company. There is a $200 price target for analysts for JP Morgan Chase. This implies it's trading almost exactly at its fair value. Before we crack the top five, at spot number six, we have our first dividend aristocrat. It's ExxonMobil. They've grown their dividends in each of the last 43 years. Today, they trade just $4 under their 52-week high, and they're a $461 billion oil and natural gas giant. Right now, ExxonMobil pays a market-beating 3.25% dividend yield, and each year they pay $3.80 of dividends to shareholders. With this, they've grown their dividends 3.91% in their most recent increase. Shareholders are getting a nice yield from ExxonMobil, and it's split evenly between their dividend and their buybacks. That shareholder yield comes in at over 7%. Even with some of those strong returns, only 6 super investors own ExxonMobil today. A discounted cash flow analysis supports a $118 current fair value for ExxonMobil, giving it just a 1.5% upside. Analysts are more bullish on the company with a $132 price target and a 13.5% upside. Now it's time to crack the top five. In the 5th spot, we have Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson is one of the world's leading pharmaceutical and medical devices company. After spinning off its consumer health division Kenvue in 2023, it has a market cap of $381 billion and trades smack dab between its 52-week high and low. Johnson & Johnson is a dividend king. They've grown their dividends in each of the last 62 years. That's pretty incredible. Today, they pay out a 3% dividend yield and give shareholders $4.76 of dividends each year. While they're doing this, they maintain a 35% dividend payout ratio and grew their dividends by 5.31% most recently. Very similar to ExxonMobil, J&J is splitting their dividends and their share buybacks. This gives shareholders a nice 6.9% shareholder yield. Johnson & Johnson is owned by 12 super investors, making it the 17th most owned super investor stock. Still, it's only as big as about 3% of any individual portfolio. At number 4, we have Procter & Gamble. It's our second dividend king in a row. Today, Procter & Gamble is a $382 billion consumer packaged goods company that trades at its 52-week highs. Right now, Procter & Gamble pays a 2.34% dividend yield, and they're a dividend king, growing their dividends in 68 straight years. They pay shareholders $3.76 in dividends annually, and they do have a higher payout ratio at 63%. Most recently, they grew their dividend by about 3%. When we couple their dividends with their share buybacks, shareholders are getting a pretty solid 7.35% shareholder yield. 7 different super investors are owners of Procter & Gamble, including Terry Smith and Ray Dalio. A discounted cash flow analysis implies a $166 current fair value and just a 2.5% upside. In the number 3 spot, we have Home Depot. This $380 billion home improvement retailer trades $12 below its 52-week high. Right now, Home Depot pays a 2.54% dividend yield. They pay $9 in annual dividends and have just under a 60% dividend payout ratio. Home Depot's grown their dividends in each of the last 14 years, and most recently, they grew this by 9.37%. Combined with share buybacks, they're giving shareholders a 4.69% shareholder yield. Today, Home Depot is owned by 6 super investors, with Thomas Gaynor, the CEO of Markel Asset Management, having a 3.5% position. Based on a discounted cash flow analysis using the 10-year treasury, Home Depot looks to be about fairly valued. Analysts are around the same with the $381 price target. Now it's time for the top 2. At number 2, we have AbbVie. This pharmaceuticals giant is trading at its all-time highs, and it's worth a market cap of $322 billion. AbbVie's the third dividend king on our list. They've grown their dividends in each of the last 52 years. Right now, they have a 3.43% dividend yield, which is beating the market average. Each year, AbbVie pays $6.20 in dividends to shareholders. Due to some of the company's accounting tricks, their payout ratio really doesn't tell us much. But in the last year, they've grown their dividends by 4.84%. Most of AbbVie's returns to shareholders are coming through their dividends. Right now, only four super investors have a position in AbbVie. David Katz is the leader with a 3.2% holding. A discounted cash flow analysis supports a 3% upside with a $188 current fair value. Analysts are slightly more bullish with a $192.50 price target and a 5.7% upside. Are you ready for the company that comes in at number one? Our number one spot is one of Warren Buffett's biggest holdings. It's Chevron. Right now, Chevron is a $293 billion oil giant that trades in between its 52-week high and low. Chevron's a dividend aristocrat that has the highest dividend yield on our list. Right now, they pay a 4.1% yield, and they've grown their dividends in each of the last 37 years. That makes half the stocks we've covered today dividend aristocracy. Each year, Chevron pays $6.52 of dividends to shareholders. Most recently, they've grown their dividend by 6.76%. Chevron's also buying back a modest amount of shares, so they're giving shareholders a 6.47% shareholder yield right now. Even as a major holding from Warren Buffett, Chevron is only owned by five different super investors. Buffett is the biggest, with it making up 5.4% of his portfolio. Still, Buffett's investment in Chevron is unusual for its activity. For each and every quarter going all the way back to the third quarter of 2020, Warren Buffett has bought or sold shares of the company. Most recently, he's been adding to his position, buying 14.4% more shares. Today, a discounted cash flow analysis says that Chevron is about fairly valued, with a $161 current fair value and a 2% upside. Analysts are much more bullish for the company, with a 16.3% upside and a $183.50 price target. Do you own any of the companies on our list, and are they forever holds in your portfolio? Let me know and share your thoughts on the video in the comments below. If you're interested to learn more about opportunities in the market, watch the next video.